Oasis Audio presents The Last of the Nephilim by Brian Davis. Read for you by Peter Sandon. Prologue.
Marden, I know you don't enjoy being dead, but you must come to grips with reality.
From her seat on a flat rock, the lithe woman leant over a stone table, the only furniture amid a collection of oddly shaped boulders draped by a black sky. Her movements troubled the red flame of a pewter-grey candle embedded in a hardened splash of wax on the table's surface. Laying her hands over the intertwined fingers of the man sitting opposite her, she spoke with a breathy and ominous voice.
"If you try to follow your giants to Second Eden, you will be swept into the lake of fire where you will burn with your father forever. Dead souls such as yourself cannot survive outside of Hades."
As the woman's long hair fell over his hands, Marden caressed the ends between his thumb and finger, but kept his eyes focused on a rope to his left, both ends of which had been tied to iron stakes, separated by perhaps 20 feet. The golden rope shimmered, quavering as if gently plucked by an invisible finger. A soft hum emanated and drifted to his ears in a warbling vibrato. It was a song of victory. It had taken him centuries to pull the two worlds together, and now a rope the thickness of a broom handle kept them in place. A huge man, one of Marden's Nephilim, stood near one of the stakes, his muscular arms folded over his chest, one hand...